And we're live. I'm Christine Vohashat, and joining me on the Closing Act Music and Entertainment Program is singer, songwriter, and producer Kenny J. He is here today to talk about his new single, You're a Woman, and what is next for him. Welcome, Kenny.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the invite. I'm glad to be on your show just to talk about some goodness that's happening. Just here to have some fun. So thank you so much for getting me on.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you about your new single. But before we went live, I was saying to you, you play so many instruments. Five, is that correct?
I always say I can kind of teach myself how to play. I just have the gift of sound. I can hear and I can kind of get out of any instrument a sound that sounds pleasing to your ear. So, yeah. So I play a lot of instruments, yes.
But you make it sound so easy, but it's not. I mean, it takes a lot of talent. I mean,
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I just grew up like that. You know, my family was music inclined. I grew up in the church, and you had to be kind of ambidextrous and play a multitude of different instruments. If somebody was on the piano, you'd play the drums. If somebody was on the drums, you'd play the guitar. If somebody was on the drums, I mean, the guitar, you would sing. You just had to be busy. I loved music so much. I had to be in the mix of it. So I just kind of picked up a bunch of instruments and just started learning how to play them and play them. So
wow.
That's all.
Yes. Well, is there a favorite one or just?
Piano by far has to be the favorite one because it kind of encompasses all of them in that one instrument. So.
Yeah, so that's really wonderful. And then you're singing too. I mean, did that come before the instruments or the same time?
Okay, it kind of maybe came afterwards. I was nervous to kind of be, you know, singing, you know, before people. And I got caught one too many times and kind of was put on the spot and just saying, like, yo, sing. And you know, I had to think it couldn't sound terrible. So you had to do the best you can. You had to kind of do what you do. And I always honed in on it and never really kind of made it a public thing. And high school, just around high school, maybe before high school, I kind of really kind of started really expressing it and showing it to people. But it wasn't the first thing. No.
No. And let me ask you, when was that pivotal moment? Mm-hmm. You knew that you wanted to be a singer and play instruments too. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a famous steel drum band. We were invited to play at the Waldorf Astoria. At that time, I don't know, it was probably, 94, 95, somewhere around there. We played for, the Olympic Games came to New York City. We were asked to play at the Waldorf Astoria. And at that time, I still played a bunch of instruments, just kind of honing in on it. At that time, I was playing drums. And right there, you know, on that huge stage at the Waldorf Astoria, playing amongst, you know, people that really loved us. We were high school kids just enjoying the sound of steel drums playing. And that was like that moment there, along with just seeing, the folks that really do music professionally on TV. And it's just something I just love to do. So I just continued to hone in on it and push. And just kind of did what I did. That's all.
And believe in yourself too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a very important thing. You have to believe in yourself. You got to break the mold. You can't be nervous. You just got to do what you love that you love to do. And that's where it started for me. Yeah.
Yes. And did you have any influences like Sylvia Robinson?
Everybody asked me that question. Sylvia Robinson is known to be one of the pioneers for hip hop music. Inglewood, New Jersey was just like a melting pot for so many different sounds and music. We were very close to New York City, and that was where everybody came. Inglewood was everybody came there to really do music. Sylvia Robinson was one that came there and just kind of introduced, as they would say, that's a very controversial sort of topic, but she is kind of known for being one of the ones that started the hip hop genre of music. Yes. And of course, you know, when you start a genre of music, that is a big to do. And she was considered one of the ones that kind of helped that genre get up to a to the level that it was on. So, yeah, she's one of them. Dizzy Gillespie is one of them. So many different people that are probably not known to the general public. Inglewood, New Jersey, is certainly one of the cities in New Jersey that was known for great talent, great singers, and great style.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing, you know. It's really music history, right? That's, you know, wonderful. You know, Kenny, I'm so excited to talk to you about your new single, Your Way. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm excited about it. It is just really time for women to really to be honored. They go through so much. Women go through, you guys go through so much. And you don't just, you don't hear too many people expressing honor and appreciation for them enough. You know, you have so many movements around the world that are kind of contradictory. You know, I'm not an artist that's that is okay with the disrespect of a woman. I think they're honorable. They need us men to stand up and really cover them and really honor them. So that song was just born out of that understanding and that mindset. Women's Empowerment Month was coming up. And I wrote a song called Love Is All We Need. That spoke to the world with all that we have going on. It's just a way as an artist to try to help correct the issues that's in our world. Love lacks. And as artists, I think it's important that we use our gifts to spread positivity and love. Love Is All We Need is was that for that period. And it's still going strong. And You're a Woman just speaks to women, just letting them know that we enjoy them, we love them. And I'm not into, you know, I always say, you know, the artistry that we have, we're artists. You know, the world is impacted by sound waves and the things that we put out in the atmosphere. It's important that we, as the gifted ones that are on the earth, put out positive energy. And this is one of the songs that contributes to the positive energy for women.
Yes. And, you know, I love the cover with the it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah. So thank you. Created that?
No, we have a team of people. I have a visual sometimes, you know, it's a cover that speaks to the subject matter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I couldn't rightfully in good conscience put my face on it because I'm not a woman, obviously. You know what I mean? So you kind of put the message on there and kind of make it be exactly what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to honor women. Not necessarily me. I'm just a vehicle, a voice to get it out. And everybody has to pick up that record and look at it and say, You're a Woman, women's movement, and women's empowerment, that's what it should have been. It should be exactly that. So we hone in on that instead of me.
Yes.
It's the message.
I love purple.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the color. That's the color that they chose. Yeah, that's the color that's chosen for Women's Empowerment. Well, I just kind of use it as a backdrop and just focused on that. So I'm praying, I'm hoping that everybody listens to the words of this song and take it in, listen to it, and just know there are so many men that appreciate the essence of a woman. And I'm just one that had enough nerve to put it out there in the general public for everybody to hear. So I'm excited about it.
Yes, and about the lyrics too. Mm-hmm. Like, where were you? What inspired you to write?
Writing for me comes spontaneous. I know women's movement or women's empowerment was coming up in March. I wanted to do something to appreciate them, so I was just getting just kind of ponder these thoughts in my head and just express to women what I believe they are and what they mean to me. So I have my wife, unfortunately, had passed away last year. And I have a mom. I have some daughters. I have sisters. I have cousins. And I said, yo, it's just important for me to put that out in the world and just let them know that we appreciate them. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like paying tribute and mm-hmm. memories, too.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Yeah, everything. I put a post out, and I know some people was like, oh, my God, here we go with this. But it was just a post. You know, if you want to get something done, if you want it do it right. Men, we got to have that woman essence. You know what I mean? You guys really, really make it go. You make it tick. And I had to tell you that. I had to make it known throughout the world that I appreciate you. Kenny J appreciates you for all that you do.
Yeah, and what perfect timing. It's Women's History today, and your song is coming out on March the 8th. And it's
March the 8th.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, the song, when it says, you're a woman, you're a woman, you're a woman. Just, each time, like, you want people to take away from the song, thinking of, you know, as I said, memories and paying tribute, empowerment, and confidence too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Women, of course, if we're honest, there are some things that women don't do that men do, and vice versa. Certain things that men do, women don't do. It's very important. It is okay for a man to be stronger physically than a woman. It is okay that women know how to cook better than men. It is okay. It's fine. I don't know why we get into these competitive sort of spaces where we're not focused on what it is that they do well or that we do well. It's okay. But what we have to do at the end of it all is to make sure that we honor them wherever they are. Wherever they are, particularly women, they hold such an essence. They bring life into the world. Men can't do that. If that's one thing that a man can't do, if that's it. So if that is the only reason that they can hold on to, because I wouldn't be here without the womb of a woman, you know, no one would be here. So that essence by itself is enough to be honored.
You know, Kenny, can you tell the process? Like, how long did it take you to write it? Because the writing comes quickly, right? The words, but can you tell the audience?
Well, the writing comes, the subject matter comes. I know what I want to write about. I just put the thought on my head and get to writing it. That song did not start off like that. It started off with, you're a woman, you're a woman, you're a woman, you're a woman. I knew that right there within itself. I just envisioned women standing in an arena, pumping their fists loud and proud that they are women. They are a woman. Just be comfortable in it, walk in it and enjoy it. And the men standing behind you, we're going to honor you and we're going to push y'all so y'all can do y'all thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then what's the feedback been like so far? You've been TikTok. Yeah.
Of course, you have the gentlemen who, you know, kind of think maybe I'm putting too much emphasis on this, but I'm not worried about that. You know, it's important, you know, that we put that out there and just let everybody know that we love them and that we're pushing them. Of course, women love it because they have something else that they can put in their backpack and pump up to the sky with their fists. You're a woman. You're a woman. It's so dope. It's dope. So everybody loves it. Some good, some bad. But the women in total, I haven't had now one woman say they don't like the song. All the women like it. And that's what I wrote it for. So it completed what it was supposed to do. Yeah.
Yes. No, congratulations again. And thanks where so can much. People like where can people get it?
People will be able to get it March 8th on all digital streams, all platforms, wherever you get your distribute, wherever your streaming services are from, you could get it on March 8th. It'll certainly be available. We're pushing. Marketing is doing their thing. Kick Up Your Heels doing their thing. Everybody's really trying to get it out in the atmosphere and saturate it with some positivity.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, you're on TikTok, follow you there as well. And
yeah,
you know,
follow me. Follow me TikTok, Kenny J. Wilkins 7. Follow me on Instagram, it's Kenny Wilkins. Follow me on Facebook, Kenny J. Wilkins. And I do have another page, Kenny J. Wilkins. You can also go on the website. I had to get a website up. So that's kennyjmusic.com. Check me out. Put a comment there. I got a whole bunch of videos there that's going to show you what I've been doing. All positive. So I'm not into the negativity thing. I'm not into... you know, making degrading women and all that stuff. No, I think they need to be loved and taken care of. So that's what it is for me. Yep.
Yes. And Kenny, how do you describe your music?
My music is simply positive. It talks about love. It's never degrading. It talks about some of the situations that I dealt with as a man personally. It talks about all aspects of my life. It's all positive stuff. It just kind of gives people the insight on how to look at life and love in a different perspective. Instead of just the boom, 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 it's just kind of take it easy. Let's write this out so people can understand how it really is. In love. Everybody doesn't love hate. Some people love. I love. That's the messages that I put out. We have fun. Sometimes we dance. You know, we kick around a little bit, kick up some dust. But for the most part, we just loving. We just having a great time empowering people and honoring people.
Kenny, what is next for you?
Oh, man, we got tours coming. I got all sorts of stuff coming up, tours coming up, more interviews. I have a book I'm working on. Have video, all sorts of stuff is coming up. I have to stay with it and stay encouraged. I stay in that creative mindset. It's something that I cannot shake. I mean, that's the gift that I have, and I have to kind of keep putting it in the atmosphere.
Do you have an album coming out in the summer?
I do. I forgot to mention that, but yeah, that is going to be something else. This is the first time that I've actually put out a full length R&B record. So I have put out singles and I've done gospel in the past, but this time I'm gonna put out some rhythm and love and make that do what it do, you know, just have fun and just kind of get in the atmosphere, some good music.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And you know, you're really making waves in the music industry, and you know, congratulations. And
thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just support good, positive music. That's going to help uplift us as a community, uplift us as a country, uplift us as a world, unite us. And we ain't got time for all of that other stuff. You know, we have to love each other. We have to, you know, be goodness in the earth instead of all the bad. I'm sure we got enough bad to point at, but let's be positive influences in the world and push forth good music. So that's what it is. So thank you so much for getting me on. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. And so March 8th. Single.
Mark your calendar.
Yes.
Mark your calendars. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I am so excited. I'm Christine Blanchette, and joining me today on the closing act is Jack Campbell. He is a composer, artist, and producer. And Anthony Knight, who is a director, actor, composer, vocalist. I don't think I missed anything. They're multi-talented, and so excited to have them here today to talk about their exciting project, which you're going to know about in about 5 seconds. So welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks so much for having us, Christine.
For having us.
Yes, I know this is your... Is this your first time working together on this project?
Yes, right. It is.
Yes.
And the, you know, Anthony and I, we met by chance at an event where I was performing as sort of a feature, actually electric guitarist, and Anthony was featured in the event as a composer, and we met backstage, and I think we immediately had an affinity for one another due to our musical abilities, and we just hit it off and knew we needed to do something together. And here we are about a year later.
Yes. Anthony.
Yeah. So it was kind of one of those, hey, you're cool, man. You're also cool. We gotta get together. So we actually haphazardly met at another event and kind of spinballed from there. We started going out for coffee and talking about ideas. And then one fine day, Jack calls me up and with this amazing idea. Meanwhile, he's in Europe talking with a mentor about his vision for this project, which he can speak more about right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I had been letting this idea sort of mature and develop for about 2 years when I first approached Anthony about this. And I actually was in Paris working with one of my dearest friends and mentors, the conceptual artist Esther Schall of Gertz, at the time, and it was her sort of almost dramaturgical support which brought the piece into what it is today and kind of led to it becoming a ballet. And also, I should just want to mention before I describe the project further that we've been lucky in this ballet to have the encouragement of Mary Wolerski of Ballet BC, who recommended that we use Ballet BC's phenomenal emerging artists, whom we've just had such fun working with, and it's been such an honor. But the main concept behind Absence and Creation is it's a ballet about what I like to refer to as the shared human experience. I believe that as humans, two of the unifying factors which hold us together as a society are the fact that every living person in some way experiences the concept of love, and everyone in some way experiences the concept of death. And when you bring these two universal elements down to their most basic sort of building blocks, the indisputable result of death is that there's an absence, and the indisputable result of love is that something is created. So it's interesting to think of these total opposites having a shared relationship around universal truths, almost sort of in a yin and yang relation, where you take these two opposites, but they come together in a way which you can't deny to create bonds between humanity. And so on a structural and theoretical level, and also on a conceptual level, this work explores those themes.
Wow. I mean, I love the title. And is this the first time that this has been done before? This having classical music in the ballet?
It's certainly a rarity in the Vancouver musical landscape, I would say. I don't see a lot of performances of this type. I don't think we can really say for sure that it's the first time something like this has happened. I'm sure variations on this sort of form exists. I mean, there's so much contemporary music going on across Europe. But I think in Canada and in Vancouver, definitely, this is going to be something new that people are going to come and they're going to think that like there's nothing like this that I've seen before.
Exactly. And this is the debut performance on February 17th of this work. And one thing that is also very cool about it that you don't have a lot. And of course, you know, dance and music, their relationship is inseparable. They both have roots historically in ancient civilizations in terms of spiritual and social practice. And they've sort of evolved hand in hand into this modern age across millennia in various ways. And you can't really have one without the other. You know, music and its rhythm form the essence of dance, and music responds to the human body's wish to emote. Mm-hmm. And an interesting element about this is the musicians are actually spatialized around the theater so that their placement isn't just a standard sort of chamber music seating, but rather they encompass the architecture of the theater space and sort of create a sonic sculpture. And because of this, the musicians are able to watch the dancers and incorporate an improvisatory response action-related element to actually playing what they're seeing. And in turn, the dancers on stage have sounds coming at them from various directions and are able to sort of incorporate that sonic architecture into their physicality.
It's exciting. And you say it's February 17th, right? So people wanting to go, where can they get some, you know, buy a ticket?
Well, the ticket links are up on Eventbrite. And you can also find links to them in various sort of media publications from across BC. And you can also find both Antony and I on social media platforms where we share the links widely as well.
That's wonderful. And tell us who else is involved.
So, first of all, as mentioned before, we have the absolute honor and privilege to work with the Ballet BC Emerging Artists. So these are the four dancers that are with the company on a one-year, it's sort of like a trial basis, but they're exceptional dancers and they do everything. They're actually featured quite often in the larger Ballet BC productions that they do. And they're just, I love these people, truly. It's been an honor working with them. We also are working with an ensemble that Jack has put together. I think they're all alumni or students of the UC School of Music.
That's right. We're calling it the New Coast Chamber Ensemble. Coast referencing BC, new representing new music, and unifying it towards sort of hoping to work toward new musical frontiers. And each of these musicians are just a marvelous player, sort of a star student of their instrument at the university. And they're delightful people to work with, and each of them bring a different musical background to the ensemble. And I have a lot of gratitude to work with such wonderful colleagues.
And the performance is going to be at Arts Umbrella. And Arts Umbrella has been really wonderful to us and very supportive of this project as well. So we definitely want to thank them. It's going to be at the Arts Umbrella Theater, the new theater that was built a few years back. Beautiful space.
I think it's probably one of the most state-of-the-art performance spaces in the city.
It really is. It's beautiful. It's perfect for dance. It's perfect for what we're doing. And it's on Granville Island. So you can hit some shops before. And
yes.
And we have we have two showings. So depending on when you like your culture on a Saturday, you can either come to the 4:30 showing and have a pre-dinner show, or you can come to the 7 p.m. showing and get it after dinner.
Wow, it's wonderful. You know, how exciting, and congratulations. It's really, the arts is just, you know, so needed. And, you know, and I'm just so excited to speak with you both today. But is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, first of all, we'd like to thank you very much, Christine. It's a real delight to speak with you. And we appreciate your attention. And I would also like to add that, you know, with a piece like this that's so rooted in our humanity and our experiences and our memory, although it does have themes to it, I really believe that the visual and the oral experience you will have will be individual to each person. So I really encourage people to come and have their own experience and figure out what watching Absence and Creation means to them, and to please share it with us.
Again, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and I would love for you to come back.
We will.
We'd love to come back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.